This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Coming up, you reap what you sow. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. Well, folks, I've just played my first game of Farmville, a game that is no doubt familiar to all you Facebook subscribers. You can imagine my surprise that right after I finished the game, I found a lawsuit involving Zynga, the company that developed Farmville and other games for social media sites. In the words of the court, the game presents a virtual world where players can start and manage their own virtual farm. Users play the game free of charge, but Zynga makes money by selling virtual currency to players. As for how you get virtual currency, well, you can earn it slowly. You can purchase it with a debit or credit card, or you can get it through special offers. What kicked off the lawsuit was that the special offers often resulted in users subscribing to goods and services they didn't want or need, such as the person who ended up being charged $90 for 30 green tea pills and 3 tea bags from China. And the court held Zynga liable. Zynga claims Farmville is now cleaned up, but if virtual cash in Farmville ends up costing you real money, it could turn out to be a cash cow. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.